Hello?
Hello, Gerardo?
Yes.
Hey, it's Amy with Local Splash. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm blessed. Thank you so much for asking. Happy Taco Tuesday.
I didn't know I was going to have tacos.
Well, it's Taco Tuesday. You can't trust a man who won't eat tacos. I'm telling you.
Right?
You know, if there's a person, I've only had one person say that they don't eat tacos, and they were a very, very strange cat. I'm just going to tell you. Like, it was pretty weird conversation.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever met a person that would say
doesn't like
tacos,
right? Like, why would you, how could you not like a taco? You could put anything in there, literally anything. Wrap it up in some tortilla, put some kind of sauce on it, and bam, you know?
Right.
Like, it does not get better than that. In my opinion.
Right. No, I agree. Okay, so where are we at with the with this,
everything? Okay.
With everything.
Let me do a brief drive-by synopsis for you. So what we had here was the all-inclusive platinum package for you. So that's
right.
Going to be the Google Business Profile, a full website, 60-plus premium directories, programming for Facebook and Facebook ads. It also includes mobile platform programming, iPhones, Androids, tablets, smart car search results, the voice-activated searches, Amazon Alexa, Google Home, and it includes the complete tracking and reporting and call tracking system. And I still can honor the price point that I offered you at $249 a month.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I thought it was $200, but I could be wrong.
There was another package that we had spoken about, which had the $199, but that only gives you your zip code. That doesn't give you the radius that you wanted around that. So in order to have the radius, you have the Facebook ads. Okay, and the Facebook ads are actually in $100 increments, but you're with the new in business starter package, you're only paying the $50 additional. So for 50 extra bucks, you're getting $100 worth of Facebook ads.
Okay. What if I'm not using the Facebook though?
If you don't use the Facebook, you don't have to use the Facebook ads. We can say that you go out, how far you go out, because I know you're going to Sacramento. The furthest you go is Folsom. Stockton is the farthest south you go, Brentwood. I know that you're servicing the immediate surrounding areas. The thing about the Facebook ads is they do automatic retargeting between the Google listing along with those Facebook ads. They're up and running in the first 7 to 14 days, and they give you a very strong push out the gate to give you that very strong reputation. It's not a must. You don't have to use the Facebook ads. It's just the clients that do see a very, very strong return on investment. And I see that you already have the Facebook profile, it looks like to me. Let me see here. Maybe that's a company. Oh, they're in Oklahoma. Okay, there's another Rios. All right. Yeah, but you don't, I mean, if you don't want the Facebook ads, that's fine. You don't have to. I like to include them because they're great, really.
Yeah, I'm not ruling it out. That's something I would have to work on and getting up. I just don't have it up at the moment.
Well, you don't have to build it up. We'll do it for you. That's what I'm saying. We'll do all of it.
Okay.
Yeah, if you have a personal profile on Facebook?
I don't have one, no.
You don't even have. So if you even just set up the personal page with just the username and password, it doesn't even have to be like any photographs uploaded or anything to it directly. We can build the business page as a derivative of that.
Okay. So I would have to set one up first.
Yeah, it takes
for
like 5 minutes or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's super
okay.
Quick. You just download the Facebook app, throw in a username and an email address, and then you'll have your Facebook personal page set up. We'll get access to that and build the business page for you.
I have a question, because I spoke to my brother-in-law. He has a construction company, and he uses different companies for platforms for advertisement. He said there is I forgot what it is. It's abbreviation, but it's kind of
Google Guarantee.
No, it like
LSA.
Like if you, it's probably But basically what it does is, like, if you search something mm-hmm. and it kind of follows you, like in an ad mm-hmm. somewhere, like,
yeah, that's retargeting. That's retargeting, and that's included with your package already. That's why I'm really pushing you to get the Facebook ads, is because it's automatically included with this type of package. But if you don't have anywhere for it to retarget to, like if you don't have Facebook ads, if you don't have the other pieces of the puzzle, then it just kind of falls dormant. But that's exactly why we include the 60-plus premium directories. We include the Google listing. We include everything in the package together, is so it can do automatic retargeting, because that stuff is super important. He's absolutely correct.
Right. Okay. All right. So that's something that's already mm-hmm. Included in there.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So what else? What else do you have to...
Do you have a logo for the company?
I do have a logo, yes.
Beautiful. And then I'm looking here at the Yelp listing, and I see that you do have plenty of photos, so we're going to be able to use these photos on the Picture Reel slideshow or any new photos that you have for us. Absolutely, we can get that going. We can brand the logo. And we're going to actually conduct the client onboarding. So that's like a 20 to 30 minute phone interview, Gerardo. And what that's going to be is where the magic happens. They're going to purchase the domain that you want for your website. They're going to gain and gather the information directly from you so we can begin the programming and get that completely up and running. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
We're also going to help with reputation management and review generation. So the review generation is very important. You have some beautiful 5-star reviews right here on your Yelp listing. Once
mm-hmm.
your Google listing is verified, what we do is we actually have a review section within the dashboard, and what we're able to do with that, Gerardo, is we're able to send out pre-made messages directly to your clients to get them to leave you a 5-star review on Google. Because if you ever take your Yelp listing down, or if you ever stop paying Yelp for the positive mm-hmm. reviews, they can take those down because Yelp owns those reviews. But when
mm-hmm.
you have a listing on Google, you are the owner of the Google listing. So you own those reviews. They stay with the business no matter what. We can't take them down. And the only thing that we can do is dispute them with Google. If there was a negative or ugly review, we can get that taken down. But, like, say you ever left the company for any reason, say you ever parted ways with us, all
mm-hmm.
of the Google listing, all of the 5-star reviews, all everything that has been written for the company is yours to keep.
I see.
Because you're the owner of the business, so it's yours. It goes with the business.
Right. Okay.
Okay. Yeah, I think you're absolutely going to love it. Which package are you leaning towards?
I want to start off with the lower one, the 199, but you're saying it only covers my own zip code? That's all.
Your local zip code and approximately, I have your zip code as Acampo 95220. That's going to
mm-hmm.
cover your area and approximately about a 10-mile radius around that. That's just the nature of the Google local map. So when you're located in a very densely and heavily populated area, like if you were trying to verify there within Los Angeles or in Sacramento primary, then, yeah, it would only cover you for your zip code and about maybe 5 miles around that. But because you are a little bit more on the outskirts, it's going to cover you out a little bit further. The thing with the Google local map is, by nature, it is designed for the local industries in any local area, right? So it doesn't give a specific radius. When you have the ads tied to it, whether it's Facebook ads, Google Guaranteed, if you have any type of ad that's associated with it, that's where we can get into the specifics of programming you into particular zip codes and high-end areas. At this point, if you go with the Google local listing, we can put on the listing itself that you provide services to all of these areas, and you will and can receive calls from those areas as well. But I want to set the proper expectation for you. I don't want you to think I'm giving you this product and I'm promising you 50 miles for sure. Because if you go with the local listing, it is a great stepping stone. It's an excellent point to start at, but it's not necessarily going to give you the exact locations you want. In order to do that, you have to have ads.
Okay. Okay. And that's for $50 more, you're saying, or $49?
The $249 includes $100 worth of Facebook ads within the package. That price will never go up or change on you. You're grandfathered into that price. And the advantage to this is the Facebook ads for my company, and we pass the savings down to you as our client, is locked in at between 5 and 50 cents per click. So $100 of that monthly budget's going towards those Facebook ads every single month. You're getting a minimum of 200 acquisitions just from the Facebook listing.
Mm-hmm.
You see?
Mm-hmm. So is it based off clicks or is it just a flat rate?
No, you just pay the flat rate. My company incurs the click cost. We give it to you at a flat rate. There's no hidden charges. There's no additional click fees, call fees, or surcharges of any kind whatsoever. I'm just giving you the breakdown so you understand the real value of what you'd be getting if you go with that package.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, let's start off with the basic first, and then we could probably touch bases within maybe a month or two and maybe move to another package.
Okay. Sounds good. You also, once we get the basic package going, you would also qualify for Google Guaranteed, which is guaranteed leads through the Google Guaranteed program. We just have to get the Google local listing up and moving first. So this is the best place to start. So for account purposes, I have your first name, G-E-R-A-R-D-O. Is that correct?
Yes.
Last name, Rios, R-I-O-S.
Correct.
Email address of G-Rios, W-F-G, at yahoo.com.
Yes.
Phone number is the one we're speaking on, 209-327-2980. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay, I'm going to send out a series of text messages now, the first of which is my direct phone number and extension line. As the lead on your account and point of contact, it is my job to make sure you're getting what you want and need out of the package. The second text is a six-minute YouTube tutorial that takes you through the tracking and reporting system, so that way you can get familiar with the different features on your dashboard, okay?
Okay.
I have to have Google send the PIN code out to you in the physical mail. We cannot PIN verify a PO box. If you're working from a home office, we can hide your physical address on Google and only show the city, state, and zip code. Where shall I send that?
Let's see. You can't send it to a PO box?
Cannot send it to a PO box, but if it's like your home office where your kids and your wife live, then we can hide the address. It'll only show the city, state, and zip code.
You could just send it to my home. Then I, because my office is at the PO box.
Mm-hmm.
But you can send it to my home. That's fine. It's 830 Lupine Court. And that's in Galt, California.
Got it. Okay. All right. So let me see here. The next step is I need to schedule your client interview with my technician. I have available appointment time today. We could do between 2 and 3 or between 3 and 4, or tomorrow's open all day.
Let's shoot for tomorrow.
Okay. Appointments start between 7 and 8 a.m. The last appointment is between 3 and 4. Which time would you like?
So we shoot for 10 o'clock?
10? Between 10 and 11?
11, yeah.
Okay. So I want you to know that I can't promise exactly at 10. I can try to have them call as close to 10 as possible. We block off the entire hour in case the technician is finishing up with the client in front of you. If you're
right.
What's going to happen is 1 hour before the appointment, Gerardo, you're going to get a text and an email that says client interview is upcoming in the next hour. If for any reason you're unable to keep that appointment, say for some reason that you had an emergency call or just you know you're not going to be able to keep the appointment time, please call or text back in so I can reschedule you immediately. This is the most important phone call to get everything moving forward, okay?
Right, right. Okay.
Okay. And I will be calling you from our 877 phone number to introduce you to our client onboarding agent and do a warm handoff, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Now, are you bilingual?
Yes.
Okay, we're going to put that down here. Do you offer any type of emergency services?
Emergency services? No.
Okay. So tell me a little bit more about the specific type of services, what type of calls you'd like to have besides like junk hauling and debris removal. Are you moving like any large items? Are you offering demo? Are you doing move in, move out? Are you doing post-construction cleanup?
Actually, pretty much everything that you described right now, we do.
Okay.
We do demo. We do post-construction,
mm-hmm.
Debris pickup, cleanouts.
Mm-hmm. Hoarders.
Give me 1 second. Hold on. Okay. Okay. What was your question?
I said, do you go in and clean out behind hoarders also?
I
know
can.
Some people search that way, you know, like.
We can. We
okay. You, some people, they search that way, so I just wasn't sure, you know, like, I don't know if it's something that you want.
Yeah, no, that's something that we could do. I mean, we haven't done it yet.
Okay.
But yeah.
All right. So, let me see here. Okay, what are your hours of operation?
Between 6 to, put 6 to 6. That's fine. Or 7.
Six. Go ahead.
1 second. I'm trying to park in the garage here.
Take your time.
Okay. What do I have it on Yelp? I think I have
seven to five. Response time in 2 hours. 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. is what you have. And you're closed on Sundays. Is that what you want?
Yeah.
Okay. Monday through Saturday. Got it. Okay. What forms of payment do you accept?
Cash, check, Venmo, or Zelle.
Okay, beautiful. We can actually do payment integration on the website that we build for you. That way you can take payment straight off the site if you choose to, and it goes directly to your payment methods. It doesn't like filter through Local Splash at all.
Oh, okay.
Okay. All right. Let me see here. Okay. So, it looks like I pretty much have everything here so far. Okay. So what they're going to do is I'm going to go ahead and take payment information. We're going to go ahead and assign the package. So for the card that you're putting on file, mm-hmm. Is there any middle initial or is it just your first and your last name?
It's a first and last name, no middle initial.
No middle initial. Okay. Give me just a second here.
It has my name, and then it has I'm gonna use another credit card that's under my other business name. So.
Oh, that's fine. Yeah,
so,
no worries.
Yeah, it's under my name. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if you need both or not.
No, I don't. That's fine. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to read a voice verification outlining the service agreement with Local Splash. It goes over the fact that the pricing is all done month to month, that there's no contract. But first, for the billing address for the card you're putting on file, is it the 830 Lupine Court?
No, it's actually under the P.O. box.
Okay. Give me 1 second. And the P.O. box, what is it?
550.
Mm-hmm.
And that's in Acampo, California, 95220.
Visa, MasterCard, Amex, or Discover?
Visa.
I'm ready for the card number. Go ahead.
Okay, one moment. It is 4246.
Mm-hmm.
3153.
Mm-hmm.
0994.
Mm-hmm.
5408.
Expiration month and year?
12/2027.
3-digit code on the back?
690.
I'm updating the profile, assigning the package. I need to set a security question on your account, either your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
City I was born in, Lodi.
Lodi, okay. Anytime that you call in, okay, if you're, and you should be asked a security question. Anytime that we call out to you, if you're not sure if it's local splash, ask for your security question, okay? This is an effort to protect your proprietary information. Now, I'm
right.
Going to go ahead and process for the $199 and read the voice verification that goes like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call has been recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and it is an added form of protection for you. In order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording, please state the name of the business as it should read on the first page of Google.
Okay.
Please state the name of the business as it should read on the first page of Google.
Rios Pro Hauling and Junk Removal.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Gerardo Rios, owner.
Gerardo, are you authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of your business?
Yes.
Are you an authorized user on the billing of this account?
Yes.
In order to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive within 24 business hours to phone calls, emails, and text messages coming from Local Splash?
Yes.
In hiring our company, Local Splash, as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Your payment for the initial term and account setup has been charged for today's date, which is May 16, 2023, in the discounted non-refundable amount of just $199. This is a true flat rate. There's no hidden taxes, no additional quick fees, call fees, or surcharges of any kind whatsoever. It is a reoccurring payment that will take place again on the 16th day of every month. If you choose to pause or discontinue your service, you can do so by contacting myself or client support within 3 days of the billing for the month of July. Do you agree and understand these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right. I'd like to be the first to welcome and congratulate you for going with Local Splash. We're going to meet all of your marketing needs. I just have a couple more questions here for you. Do you happen to have business license and insurance for the company?
I'm working on those.
Okay.
On the licensing and the insurances.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. No worries. And then what we're going to do now is we're going to also, for verification, what they're going to ask for, just so you have a heads up during your client onboarding, during the verification process, they're going to ask you to send in photos of like your tools or your business card, invoices, things like that, because Google asks for that stuff for verification. Licensing and insurance is not required. The fact that you're working on it is very, very good, because once you get it, then we can brand that on your website. But we just like to
right.
make you aware of all the things that are needed up until that point, okay?
Okay.
The last thing I need to do for you is I need to go ahead and have you take care of the terms and conditions. I'm sending one last text message to you now. It's going to say https://my.localsplash.com/terms with your phone number. Once you click on this link, Gerardo, it's going to open up and say Local Splash Terms of Experience. So with this, what's going to happen is it's going to just list everything that is included within your package. If there's an asterisk by it, so LSA, Google Guarantee, Facebook ads, also there should be one by Google ads. These things are not included within your package, but can be added at any point in time. When you scroll down to the bottom, you'll see that I did include the local bundle. My site is the custom website design that I have promised you, all-inclusive, absolutely free for you. Just go ahead and click the box certifying you're the person who made the purchase today, and then type in your first and last name and hit confirm signature.
Okay.
Once that's done, it's going to take you to a screen asking for a username and password.
Okay.
Okay, username and password will be granted to you within 3 to 5 days of conducting client onboarding. So client onboarding is scheduled for tomorrow between 10 and 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. We will be calling you from our 877 phone number, and as long as I'm readily available, I'll be the one to introduce you to your onboarding agent. Do you have any further questions for me?
No.
All right. It was a pleasure taking care of you, Gerardo. You have a blessed day. Thanks for your time, and welcome to Local Splash.
Thank you, Amy. I appreciate it.
My pleasure.
Enjoy your time. Stay okay?
Thank you. You have a good day. Bye.